Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey newsrooms across the country.
Steve Simpson breaking within the last hour, House Democrats releasing emails in which Jeffrey Epstein alleges that President Trump knew of his bad behavior.
In the emails, Epstein wrote Trump knew about the girls, many of whom turned out to be underage. He said Trump had spent hours at his house with one of his victims. Epstein also questioned how to describe their relationship as Trump became a national political figure. Trump has denied any knowledge of or involvement in Epstein's sex trafficking operation.
I was not a fan of his, that I can tell you.
Democrats released the emails just hours before the House is expected to vote on the Senate deal to end the government shutdown. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm Christy Strausser, Odyssey's managing editor of news. The penny may be dead as of today, but there's one bad penny that keeps coming back. Jeffrey Epstein, on the eve of what is expected to be a vote to reopen the government, presumably a win for President Donald Trump, a new batch of emails appear, and they include exchanges between Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, and also a note from Epstein to author Michael Wolff in 2019. Wolf has written several books about President Donald Trump. In one email, Epstein wrote to Maxwell, "I want to realize that that dog that hasn't barked is Trump." Among the documents is a 2011 message from Epstein to Maxwell that said, "Mr. Trump spent hours at my house with one of Epstein's victims." That name of that alleged victim is redacted. There was another email exchange involving Jeffrey Epstein seeming to acknowledge that Trump may have been aware some of the women who were potentially involved in this alleged sex trafficking ring. There was also some discussion about an upcoming interview where Trump was supposed to be asked about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, and those emails revealing what they think the president should say. Here's more from WCCO's Chad Hartman.
Because guess what? Trump, Epstein, they're back in the news. And this starts early morning when the House Democrats release emails which are damning about the president of the United States and his former very good friend, Jeffrey Epstein. There's no denying that at one point they were very good friends. Trump continues to say that once he found out about the association Epstein had with young women, he was a pedophile. He, it turned out, was an absolutely deplorable, disgusting, vile human being who the authorities looked the other way for way too long. And he palled around with big names like Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. And so we have the files. We have the island. We have, did he kill himself? We have Ghislaine Maxwell. We have Ghislaine Maxwell now at a different prison. So the House Democrats release some emails today, and then the Republicans respond. And so my question is, what causes you to pay close attention? Because initially, among the emails, Epstein wrote, and this is well before Donald Trump was president, spent hours at my house with one of the victims. It turns out it's Virginia Giuffre, who, if you believe the Republicans, because the Republicans, what, about an hour and 15 minutes ago or so, they said, basically said, the Democrats are targeting the president. They're cherry-picking emails. Here's 20,000 documents. Here you go. They say where the Democrats redacted the name, it's this woman who was horribly abused by Epstein's actions and Ghislaine Maxwell's actions took her life, but she has also publicly said that she never saw any wrongdoing by who? Donald Trump. And so the Republicans are like, oh, isn't that convenient that you're picking these emails and you're redacting someone's name who has said she saw no wrongdoing from the president of the United States. Part of what it said, this is an April 2011 email from Epstein to Ghislaine Maxwell, who's as awful as him, procuring young, underage, teenage girls to be sexually assaulted by grown adults. Just mull that over without having this, your skin crawl. Among the emails, I want you to realize that that dog hasn't, the, I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. He spent hours at my house with him. Maxwell wrote back, I'll be thinking about that. That's referring to a victim who the Republicans are contending when they release these 20,000 files that that's Virginia Giuffre, who has said, as I've mentioned multiple times now, she said no wrongdoing from Trump that she saw. Doesn't mean that completely exonerates him. And so let's just go over this again. Too many people spent time with Jeffrey Epstein, who you would think, as intelligent as they were, knew what the hell was going on. And would it shock me if Donald Trump and Bill Clinton were in the category with Prince Andrew? Nope. It would not. Both in very questionable decision with women. However, underage women? Like, how young? Think about Bill Clinton and Paula Jones and Monica Lewinsky and all the allegations he's faced. Okay? Donald Trump, are we, what, 25-some accusations of women and sexual harassment over years and years and years? So when supporters of the president say, well, that was all organized, well, this happened decades before he was going to run for president. They could see the future. The comeback from a lot of Republicans. Now, wait a second. If the Biden Justice Department had the Epstein files, so to speak, and they detested Donald Trump, why didn't they make those public?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems to be a fair question. You also have, with the House voting to end the government shutdown today, and I think the chances are what? They have 99.9% it's going to open?
Might be higher.
Yeah. Mike Johnson is going to finally seat the Arizona rep, who, unless somebody waffles, will give 218 votes to release files. But have the Republicans just made that irrelevant? by releasing what they did today. I think they're probably, our Democrats can say, now, wait a second. There's more to this. So if you read these other emails, and Michael Wolff's involved, and Michael Wolff, his credibility as a journalist is dubious at best. He is a salacious gossip who's been writing about Trump forever. This is not exactly a show that's Team Trump, but Michael Wolff and credibility and accuracy, sometimes, but a lot of times, no. I mean, he's basically being an advocate in one of these emails how Epstein should leverage Trump. So he's not detached in any way. What would diehard Trump supporters, the most MAGA of MAGA, have to see in the documents for these folks who believe, some believe he's a chosen one. Some believe he should be president for life. Some believe he's the greatest president ever. These are the most loyal followers that Donald Trump has, which in our lifetime, different ages, obviously, but no politician has created loyalty with his followers, a greater following than Donald Trump, correct?
It's not close.
Right? The most accurate thing he's ever said, and he bumps into accuracy occasionally. I could go out on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and my supporters would still stay with me. He's right. A lot of them would. It's AI. Deserved it. Had to protect himself, whatever it might be. So how grotesque would it have to be? Would they believe, I mean, outside of pictures and videos, and please, for the love of God, let's not see those. And I hope he's not involved. I hope Bill Clinton wasn't involved. There's something demonic in you if you're an adult in your whatever age. And I'm not talking like you're 19 and she's 17. We're not talking that. We're talking 30, 40, 50-year-olds who are signing up to be a part of this, who are coming back for more with, what, 13, 14, 15-year-old children. But what would MAGA have to see, and what do you have to see for your curiosity to go up? Because the politicos are talking about it today. Caroline Leavitt saying they're just targeting the president. And the House GOP did respond quickly and saying, okay, you released three. Here's 20,000. What do you want to say about this? Love your feedback. What would interest you? Do you have any interest today? What would you need to see? And if you're passionate to support the president, and I think he had about 75 million votes last election, so he's got plenty, right? What would cause you to say, that's it? I thought he was my guy, but this is a line that I cannot cross with.
House Republicans on Wednesday answered the release with one of their own. They released 23,000 pages of documents from the estate of Jeffrey Epstein after months of delays. These emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said at her Wednesday afternoon press briefing, in an earlier statement, Leavitt had accused Democrats of selectively leaked emails to the liberal media to create a fake narrative. Trump, who hasn't yet directly weighed in on the latest development, previously blamed Democrats for creating a hoax surrounding the Epstein files. At the same time, Mr. Trump and the White House appeared to be rushing to prevent additional revelations. Top administration officials met in the White House Situation Room on Wednesday with Representative Lauren Boebert, a Colorado Republican who is backing an effort to force a House vote on whether to demand the release of the files. House Republicans are walking a thin and perilous political line in the Epstein case, the New York Times reported. Here's more on what's happened previously when Epstein's name came up.
The House Oversight Committee last night released more records from Jeffrey Epstein's estate on Monday, Among those materials was a letter allegedly written by President Trump for Epstein's 50th birthday in 2003 that has sparked intense debate and analysis. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalow. And Mark, as you know, the White House vehemently denies this is the work of the president.
It's remarkable to see how this fits the pattern of everything that happens in Washington. I don't know whether or not Trump wrote this letter, but there are, every sign is that he did. The signature looks just like his. The words that he used are words that he has used in the past. And rather than say, when the president, 25 years ago might have done some creepy things, but that doesn't mean that he's not a great president. Instead, they flat out deny that it's him. And I mean, the idea that somebody would have fraudulently placed this in a birthday book with his signature just doesn't make any sense. And the other part that I find remarkable about this is President Trump has, he's already been accused by 28 women of sexual assault. A jury in New York in this Jean Carroll case found that there was credible evidence that he had sexually assaulted a woman. The president himself has admitted that he forces himself on women without permission. He has said that he walked into dressing rooms at the Miss Teen and Miss USA contest that he was running. So the idea that, this card proves that the president is a creep. We knew the president, when it comes to this stuff, is a creep. That doesn't mean necessarily that he violated the law. He may well have. This certainly doesn't establish that. What's remarkable is to hear the White House insist this is, one, a Democratic hoax, and that, two, when you look at the signatures, for example, they say, obviously it's not his. When you look at the signatures, it certainly is his unless it was forged.
Where does his base stand on the Epstein files amid all this drama?
So there is a piece of the base, Margie, that I think is confused about this, because there's a piece of the base that genuinely believes that Donald Trump tells the truth, that genuinely believes that when he talked about the things on the Hollywood Access tape, it was just locker room talk, that the president is an upstanding man. But, that's not the case for a majority of Americans. It's not even the case for a majority of Trump supporters. That's where I was going to bring up Bill Clinton, which is, Bill Clinton, there was all sorts of evidence, whether he broke the law or not, was a creep, was a harasser of women. And there's lots of evidence, not just with Monica Lewinsky, with others. And there are a lot of Democrats who simply put their head in the sand and said, oh, what are we, prudes? He's a great president. Two things can be true at one time, and I'm certainly not trying to tell you that Donald Trump is a great president, but the fact that he is clearly has a serious problem with the way he treats women, or at least did in the past, is not inconsistent with those who like his policies. What's remarkable is to watch people in his base, the only way they can reconcile this is by saying, it didn't happen. And I think there, at least for some of his supporters, staring at the evidence that said, yes, this did happen, is confusing to them. Again, there is no suggestion by the stuff that's been put out there that Donald Trump was involved in Jeffrey Epstein's horrible abuse of underage girls. There's nothing in there that establishes that we've seen so far. But certainly we've seen evidence that he was close with this guy, and his flat-out denials, it just adds to the list of things that Trump says, the sky is not blue, the ocean is not blue.
With more on this unprecedented move from Buckingham Palace, Prince Andrew, stripped of his royal titles, the king's younger brother, now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker in London. Vicki, for those who don't follow the royals closely, a little background. What is happening here?
Well, ever since that disastrous interview that Prince Andrew made to the BBC all those years ago, the writing has been on the wall, engraved ever deeper with every misstep. And the part of this seemingly tone-deaf prince, as was, I think in recent weeks in particular, we had the posthumous publication of Virginia Giuffre's memoir, in which she repeated her accusations against against Andrew, insisting that she had been trafficked to him on at least three occasions, something he continues to deny. There were also some revelations about Andrew's links to a Chinese businessman whom British intelligence says is a suspected spy. So it was that drip, drip, drip that basically turned into the tsunami when Buckingham Palace announced that the king had stripped Andrew of his last remaining royal title. He is no longer prince.
He is now just Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Is he just kind of on a par with your average Brit now?
Yeah, well, he... Yes and
maybe
no.
Not.
Technically, he is now, his rank is now that of a commoner. At the same time, he remains eighth in line to the throne. That said, he's behind Archie and Lilibet, Prince Harry's children in that line of succession. He remains something called a counselor of state, which is someone who's allowed to deputize for the monarch if the monarch is overseas, for instance. But since Prince William and Princess Anne and Prince Edward and his wife Sophie are also counselors, it's highly unlikely that he would ever be tapped for that. But yes, he's also, and the optics of this are probably at least as important to losing the title, he is losing that mansion on the grounds of Windsor Castle, that 30-room house that he's lived in for 20 years. He's being evicted from that. He is going to be moved into much more modest accommodation on the grounds of the Sandringham Estate, which is privately owned by the king, who will basically be supporting this guy from now on. Andrew has a small Navy pension. He lost his royal allowance with the loss of his royal roles over the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. And within the past year, the king had also ended his £1 million a year, $1.4 million a year allowance. So this is a former royal who is also, as the Brits would say, on his uppers, pretty much stony broke.
Vicky, I saw the official statement from Buckingham Palace, and I was really struck by the final paragraph. Their Majesties wish to make clear that their thoughts and utmost sympathies have been and will remain with the victims and survivors of any and all forms of abuse.
Yeah.
Andrew has denied any wrongdoing, but that sounds almost like a tacit admission that something happened.
Well, they were clearly making a nod to Andrew's continued denials. But, you know, since he's even denying that the photograph showing him with the young Virginia Giuffre was faked in some way, something no expert has been able to stand up, you can see where the moral and emotional weight is being thrown by the royals. And, you know, former tabloid editor David Yelland said that what impressed him, in addition to the stripping of the royal titles, was the fact that King and Queen expressed compassion for the Epstein victims in their statement. Now, as he put it, it is the case of the powerful reaching out and expressing sympathy for the powerless, something that rarely happens, something he also said was in stark contrast to what was going on the U.S. side of the Atlantic Ocean. And it should be noted that Queen Camilla has campaigned on behalf of victims of domestic abuse, and it turns out she herself was the victim of an attempted sexual assault as a teenager. So, you know, this is a sign of the king and queen, you know, very much being more attuned to the emotional realities of victims than perhaps a previous generation might have been.
Thank you for listening to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Berry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.